I'm going to be reviewing the laws of Erev Shabbat, Erev Tisha B'Av. Please God, we'll be dancing in the base of Migdash and these laws won't be relevant, but we have to prepare ourselves. So, the first halacha is Seudat HaMafseket. There is a halacha mentioned in the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chaf Vav, that we have a final meal to separate between the pre-Tisha B'Av and the Tisha B'Av. And the energy of Tisha B'Av is already in the air. And there is a kind of sad tone to this meal. The Gemara goes through all sorts of things that you're not supposed to eat and how you're supposed to limit the amount of tavshilim, cooked items. You can have uncooked items like fruits and vegetables. Practically speaking, what most people do is the following. They have a regular meal after Chatzot. A lot of people have it close to the Chag. They end the meal, they bench, and then they have another meal where they wash and eat bread, and they just have bread and water and maybe an egg, which is morning, or lentils, which is also morning, and happens to be what we have in my fridge this week. So again, they have their regular meal, they bench, and then they have the Seudat HaMafseket. The Pnini Halacha recommends that a person should really eat their meal close to Chatzot, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, then later daven mincha, and then have a Seudat HaMafseket, because then it's a real meal, and it's not like a joke, where you're just washing for the sake of washing. But he understands that many people don't do that, and so what he recommends is at least don't eat so much that you're totally stuffed. And then, if you're totally stuffed and you're washing to eat the bread just for the sake of saying hamoitzi for the Seudat HaMafseket, it's a suffix whether it even counts if you're totally stuffed. So at least leave yourself to be not completely stuffed, which is hard because you're preparing for the fast. So again, better to have the meal at least a little bit beforehand, if possible. Again, the Seudat HaMafseket is... The Gemara mentions that Rav Yehuda's minhag was to eat it while kind of mourning, just make it as simple as possible, just bread and water, and some even have been accustomed to have some bit of ashes. I know that was my custom growing up. You sit alone during this meal. You don't eat with friends. Like the Pasuk says, Yashav Badad, person sits alone, like he's in mourning. And a person sits on the floor. The Zohar writes you should have a mat between you and the floor, because in general, he's not into you sitting directly in the floor, so if you're Kabbalistically oriented, that's good. If it's hard for you to sit on the floor, so you can sit on a chair, it's okay. It's not the end of the world, but it's good. One common question which comes up, can I drink water after I benched for Seudat HaMafseket? And the answer is yes. The fast only comes upon a person at Shkia. Until then, if you forgot to drink enough water, and as long as it's not yet sunset, you can still drink water. Better not to have delicious delights, but coffee is okay if you need before the fast. Better not to have too many sweets like ice cream and chocolate, because that's not appropriate for the vibe of Erev Tisha B'Av. One last halacha in terms of learning Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av. So ideally, a person would only learn the Torahs which are permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av, the sad Torahs, the Gemara in Gittin, Musar, so on and so forth, which we'll do another halacha shir about what you're allowed to learn. But if it's going to mevatel your Torah and you're not interested in learning that, or you have a set chavrus or something like that, so then it is okay to learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av as opposed to Tisha B'Av itself, whatever learning your heart desires. Okay, I hope you have a meaningful fast, I hope we don't have to do this, but if we're doing it, let's do it the best that we can. Have a great day, and we should be dancing in the base of Migdash, if not the base of Migdash, at least at the Kotel, without masks, soon.